This is Rodney McKenzie, and I'm talking with Bob Carr. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you.
So, tell me about your love of cars.
Probably started when I was a kid.
Yep.
Started with my family always had Austin or Morris cars, and I continued the same way. I had an Austin 10 before I came back to Australia in 64.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there on, we had the typical Holden.
Yep.
And then when I got back into collector cars again, I got back into the Morris vehicles.
Okay, all right. So
the little Mini Cooper at the end there is...
Okay, so that one's yours?
This, yep.
All right, so you've got that little car there.
Yep.
So how long have you had that? Tell me a bit about that one.
I bought the car from a local here in Gaul in 1983.
Yep.
Had it normally registered and run it for 5 years until I got hit in Adelaide. Up the back end of it. At that time, everybody deemed it as a write-off, so I bought the vehicle back, and I've been. It probably took me 20 years to get it back to the state of that. 20 plus years once I started it.
Yes. Okay. So you've got that little one. So yeah. Do you want to tell me a little bit about the car?
Well, the car is a '64 Mini Cooper. This is the predecessor of the Cooper S's. It's still got the slide windows of the early 850s,
mm-hmm.
but had upgraded mechanicals. They built the first Coopers from 62 through to 1964, and they built about 4,000 of them. The last 1,000 had a different engine in, which this one did. It was a base 998, which was fitted into the later Mini Deluxes.
Yeah, I was going to say, mine
was a 997. The earlier ones were 997s.
Okay, yeah. I was guessing, it's a long time ago since I had that, but I reckon mine was just under 1,000, so
yeah.
That fits into the category of 998.
It's a bit... everybody has different stories about that, and binges, there's not records there to show. This is what people have come up with through the years, but I said that was built between September 64 and December 64.
Okay.
And then the 65 when the Cooper S came out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember my bumper bars ever having those nice things on them.
All Coopers had overriders.
Okay.
So. Whether they were the real early Cooper, the 997 Cooper, or this later 998, they all had overriders.
Okay. Suggesting if mine didn't have that, then it must have also been crashed.
Yeah, well, you don't necessarily have to put them back on, but that's why they left the factory with the overriders on them.
Mm.
And of course, inside, the difference is the instrument binnacle, whereas with the early ones, you just got basically a speedo and your fuel gauge in the bottom.
Mm.
Now you still got that, but you've got your oil on one side of the oil pressure and the charge rate on the other. But another difference was Cooper S's had twin tanks and these only had one.
Yep. I only had one tank.
The Cooper had a board here.
Okay.
Whereas the only one would have had a mat that runs out there and runs back up to the top there. When I started restoring it was 34 years old when I was bought, and it had all wrong things in it too. So I've had to convert it back to hopefully to what it was, because it didn't have... They're the original Cooper wheel trims. Didn't have them on. So it's a labour of love.
Well, yes, you've done a brilliant job, and...
Well, I didn't paint it. I had a professionally painted. Oh, I can't do that.
I definitely don't have the skill set to do that either, so... No, that's fine. Thanks, Bob.
My pleasure.